This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 10th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The Brazilian Navy, with help from several other nations, has now recovered at least 41 bodies from the Atlantic in the area where Air France Flight 447 went down a week ago Sunday night. Crews have also recovered the plane's tail and are hopeful it marks the approximate location of the aft-mounted voice and data recorders from the Airbus A330. Multiple media sources are reporting that replacement of pitot tubes used to determine airspeed, an upgrade recommended by Airbus 17 months ago to improve reliability but considered non-critical, is now moving to the top of the priority list for many airlines flying the company's planes. An early theory among investigators is that Flight 447 may have been flying too fast when it encountered turbulence. Orphaned owners of Eclipse 500 jets are getting some good news this week. The program for recurrent pilot training has been approved by the FAA. Jet Elite Training of Clearwater, Florida, says it will offer both recurrent and initial type rating training with on-demand scheduling at its Florida facility or at the customer's location anywhere in the world. Recurrent training will consist of an at-home directed study program plus 2 days of ground school and flight training in the aircraft. Initial type rating training will include online jet transition training, a flight skills assessment, upset recovery training in an L-39, and 9 days of ground school and flight training. If required, mentor training will be accomplished following the initial type rating. JET is now scheduling Eclipse 500 recurrent training and will begin scheduling initial type rating training this month. Find out more at www.jetelitetraining.com. A 63-year-old pilot flying alone in an older SR-22 Monday night became the 19th documented save for the Cirrus airframe parachute system. Tom Granville reported a loud noise from the power plant and oil spewing onto the windshield during a flight from New Jersey to Spartanburg, South Carolina. He reported pulling the chute at 6,000 feet and the plane came down in a wooded area of Elkin, North Carolina. Sheriff Graham Atkinson told local media that Granville walked away from the plane and used his cell phone to call for help. Quote, "He was up walking around. He was extraordinarily calm for a man who had just survived a plane crash," unquote. Technically, sir, that's a forced landing. The biennial Paris Air Show opens Monday to celebrate its 100th anniversary, and while the economy has caused several big names among exhibitors to drop out, show organizers say they still sold out the floor space. Cessna and Gulfstream are among the more conspicuous absences this year, both of them hit hard by the business aviation slump. But Luis Laportes, the airshow's chief executive, tells the Associated Press cutbacks have been offset by the participation of a record number of small and medium-sized companies, which will number about 1,500. Quote, "Of course, we had a few no-shows in the parts of the industry especially hard hit by the crisis, like business jets, but we sold out all the available stands and chalets," unquote. Organizers expect 300,000 attendees this year, about half of them industry professionals. The show opens to industry and press reps on Monday and to the general public on Friday, June 19th. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing gets closer to the first flight of the Dreamliner. UPS and its pilots union work together to avoid layoffs. And Air Canada gets a crucial piece of its survival plan in place. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ASTM compliance consultant Ed Downs talks about the history and nature of the ASTM process. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.